Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Clay?
Yes, it is. How are you?
Oh, hi, it's Tina again. I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I was just letting you know I have successfully canceled Angie. If you want to go ahead and process everything, that's good. Yeah, I know.
I'm happy that worked out for you, Clay. I'm so glad.
Yeah, I'm happy it did too. This service sounds more up my alley. So.
It is. It's 100% more up your alley. You're going to love it, especially since we're going to include the website. So if we're processing now, let me see if I can get the client interview pushed up for today rather than tomorrow. I only have a 6 o'clock available. If that'll work, I'll grab it. If not, we'll stick with tomorrow at 1.
6 o'clock. How long do they take?
About 20 minutes.
About 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
The nice thing you have to do, background check, all that stuff, which is fine. But do you need any of the information now?
No, they're going to go over that with you at the client interview. You don't have to pass a background check to do this type of optimization on Google. So if you have a license and insurance and all of that good stuff, obviously let them know because it will add to your credibility on Google. But you don't have to have it in order to be published, okay?
Well, I got a license number. I'm insured and all that, so.
I love it. So, yeah, if you have it, what I always recommend is let the technician know because the first thing we're going to do is give you exposure, right, putting you in front of potential clients that need you at the time that they need you. But the second thing we're going to do is make sure that when they see you, they already have that warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling. And, you know, if we could promote that you're a trusted business in the community, you're backed with a license and insurance, all of that will definitely help with your conversion, okay?
Right, okay.
So do you want to try for the
6 o'clock? I don't think I'll be able to do it at 6 o'clock. The sooner the better, but I don't think I can do it.
Okay, we'll stick with tomorrow at 1 then. How's that sound?
That sounds better.
Okay.
I appreciate all your information, but I just wanted to clarify a few details. Now, you're talking about like when you search on Google, like electricians near me or something like that. So I will pop up like on there somewhere.
Exactly. You'll be on the very first page of the search results where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions. So you're going to love it.
Oh, okay. So like I just said, that's, like, electricians near me is, like, CGA Electric, possibly.
Right. So right now in your area, what I'm seeing is West End Electric, Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, Chris Holm, Electrical Contractor, Arm Electric, let's see, K.R. Macy, Electric Co., Tin Whistles Electric. So, for instance, if you look at that list, you'll see that there's 101,000 search results, right? So no one's ever going to search through 101,000 potential links to find you. So what we do is because we have the positioning available is we'll optimize your business to show on the very first page of the search results.
I got you.
Yep. So those companies that you see at the top, like Blanton's Air, Big Three Electric, Culbertson, that's different. That's a program that's called Google Guaranteed, and that's a pay-per-lead program through Google. We offer that too, but I don't think you'll like it as much because with that program, you have to pay per lead. So the companies that show on the first page underneath that guaranteed section, it's unlimited clicks. So the more people that click on you, the better results that you'll see. And you don't ever have to worry about paying a higher amount, you know, based on the amount of phone calls that you take.
I will say this, everything you told me about Angie was true. So.
Yep. I've been doing this for a long time. I've dealt with so many of their companies.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I got one lead and I didn't even get it and they still charged me for it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so happy you got out of that with the if you would have called them later in the week.
I ain't even been there a few days.
Yeah. Oh, you poor thing. Well, I'm happy that, you know, you got to respect
I'm 25 just trying to make a living.
Oh my goodness. So, do me a favor, Clay, moving forward, like I said earlier, if anybody else calls you and they offer you any type of marketing, you don't have to do anything else for your business because this is all included with the package. But if someone contacts you with something and it sounds good, just call me and let me know, and I'll tell you, you know, what I think about it.
You're definitely a damn good advisor. I'll give you that.
Well, I've been doing this for a long time.
Or a damn good saleswoman, either one. Good advisor or a good saleswoman, I don't know.
Well, you know what? I have a lot of passion for this program. And I never did ask you earlier, is your newborn a little boy or a little girl?
Little boy. I got two boys.
Oh, two boys. Congratulations. Tara put in the notes that was the business name. So what's the name of the little boys?
Gabriel and Avery.
Oh, cute. And then you're Clay.
Yeah. CGA.
And then that's easy. If you have another one in the future, you could just put another initial in there, right?
Yeah, that ain't happening.
Yeah, two boys is going to keep you on your toes for a long time. Although, I have three girls and one boy, and I always wished I had another boy because, you know, I think when he had his cousin over or what have you, he had another boy to kind of horse around with, and it kept the house, you know, kind of peaceful. If that other boy wasn't around, then he was just picking on his sisters all day, you know?
Yeah. That's right. But, I have another question. I'm trying to remember what it was. The website. You said this was not included with Facebook. That was like an extra $50. I don't see that necessary.
Yes. Hold off on that. You can put the Facebook ads on anytime, okay? So my main concern was with the exclusive listing that we have on Google, because that's where your high money will be coming from. So the website, we typically charge $400 extra. But because I got approved for you, the friends and family pricing, they included that website for you. So you don't have to pay extra. Okay. Now.
And that stays at the flat rate of $199, right?
Right. It stays at the flat rate. Exactly. So if, like I said, you have anything special to put on the site when they call you tomorrow at 1, like a logo or examples of services, let them know. And by all means, they'll put that up there. And then if not, no problem. You know, you have a newborn baby and another little boy at home. We can put stock photos up there just to get you up and running. And you can always modify it down the road. Now, I just got the green light on the payment. So what I want you to do, Clay, only because I got you special pricing that's not available to the general public, is I want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, because that will ensure that your pricing never goes up. So did you get a text from me right now that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. So it'll say, click here to accept your subscription terms. If you click on that link, it'll take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Earlier, I sent this to you in your email, by the way, just so that you could see it.
Okay.
But this is the official one that will lock your pricing in. So if you scroll all the way to the bottom, all you have to do is check the box, plug your name in, and, of course, do William Pope since that's official, and then hit confirm signature.
Okay, now it's asking for username and password.
Okay, good. I was just going to tell you, if it asks you for the username and password, that's a sign that it went through. And so you're all good to go. You don't have to worry about the username and password because that will be provided for you tomorrow at the client interview. My main thing was just getting the pricing locked in.
Okay. Yeah. That's,
okay.
As long as it's locked in, that sounds good.
Okay. So we'll stick with that appointment tomorrow at 1, correct? That one still works out for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yes.
Okay. So you're all good to go. So welcome aboard, Clay. I'm so glad that it worked out, and you know where to find me. So if you have any other questions down the road, just feel free to call me. If not, you're all set until tomorrow at 1 o'clock, okay?
All right. Thank you. Do you also have, like, a personal contact or anything like that?
Yeah, I texted it to you earlier, but I can text it again. My extension is 777. So on that text that you just got that says thank you for choosing Local Splash, you'll see that toll-free number, 877-635-6225. If you call that number and let's say you just want to talk to a technician, all you have to do is hit option one, and anybody that answers the phone can help you, okay? If you want to talk to me directly, you just plug in the three sevens, and that will ring directly to my desk.
Gotcha. Okay.
So double-check your text messages. See if you still have it. I put, hi, this is Tina. Let's get your business on the top of Google today, and I put my phone number in there.
Yes, I have it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and if you forget all that, you could always just hit redial. What you just did is you went back to the call center, and then they rerouted it to me, so you still got back to me. But it's always easier just to have my direct line.
Okay. And okay. One other thing about the website, too. Sorry to hold to keep you.
Oh, you're not.
I know this is what you do for a living, right?
Yeah, of course. I love answering questions. No problem.
Like if we wanted to like edit the website, would we have to do it ourselves, or would y'all have to do it for us?
So if you want to edit the dashboard yourself, you can do that through our client dashboard. So when you get that username and password that's going to be sent to you, on that page, that's where you're going to be able to see the new clients you're receiving. You'll see which keywords they're typing in. On that page, there's a tab that says business information. So you can click on that and you can upload photos. You can change descriptions, put in a mission state for your business. So anything that you revise on that page, it's automatically sent to our technicians and updated on your site within 1 to 3 business days.
I got you. And what would the URL be?
They're going to choose that tomorrow when they call you. So obviously, you're going to want your business name if it's available. So if they tell you CGAElectric.com is available, then what you want to do is go ahead and, you know, actually do that, okay? But if it's not available, they may say, oh, CGAElectric.net is available or CGAElectricLLC.com. So they'll give you which options are available, and then you can pick which one you like.
I couldn't.
Okay?
I will say this. I couldn't use LLC because I'm not. So.
Okay. Yeah, so they're not going to put an LLC on there unless you were actually an LLC, but I was just giving you an example.
Yeah, I would say, because I know you can get in legal trouble for that. So.
Yep. So, but yeah, so they'll tell you tomorrow what's available, and then you can pick and see, you know, sometimes if CGA Electric's not available, they may want you to just put CGAElectricNC.com, like for North Carolina. You know what I mean? So they'll find a good option for you when they talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, that's good. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, that should be the last of my questions. And when should I see the other thing is, when should I see the status update for when everything goes through and I can start seeing it myself?
Great question. Website will launch within 1 to 3 business days, and all of the directories we're programming you on will be up within 5 business days. So all of that's going to go pretty quickly. The placement on Google takes a little bit longer. We quote 30 to 45 days. However, there's 2 things that you can do that will expedite that and make it go faster. So number one is don't miss your client interview tomorrow, because if you miss that and it has to be rescheduled, that's the appointment that gets the whole ball rolling, so to speak. So things like that will hold up your placement, okay? The second thing you're going to want to do is remember we're sending the 5-digit PIN code from Google to your dad's address, the 770 Rose Ridge Road. Okay.
Yes.
It's very important that you, once you get that code, that you get it back to me. And if you're out in the field when it comes or you're busy with the baby, you don't even have to call me. You can just reply to one of our texts and say, hey, here's the 5-digit code. And that's what we're going to submit to Google in order to publish you. Okay. So I always tell people that of
course.
What
should I be looking for this mail piece?
It takes about 5 to 10 business days. So I would say there's a good probability, since your client interview is tomorrow, that it might be there by next week, Friday. But if not, no later than the following Wednesday, okay?
Okay.
Which would be April, let me see. Next week, Friday, is the 31st. The following Wednesday is April 5th. So I would say no later than April 5th. So just make sure that your dad knows to kind of look out for it. And I also want to let you know, Clay, it comes in a very, very colorful postcard size envelope from Google. So because it's so colorful, oftentimes it gets mistaken as junk mail. So make sure to let your dad know if he sees something like that, not to throw it away. Because if it gets thrown away, then we have to send a second one. And obviously things like that will hold up your placement.
I got you. Okay. Well, I'll ensure all that yesterday. So.
All it is
a 5-digit PIN.
Yeah. What Google's doing, just to let you know, and this is why they require that for all the companies that get published on the first page, is they're going to protect CGA Electric from a big corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have an address. So once they send that code and you get it back to us and we submit it, now they'll trust you and they'll say, okay, this is a valid business in the area and we can publish them. And that's another reason
I guess that makes sense why it can't be PO box.
Exactly, because any big corporation could come into any area and get a P.O. box and try to steal clients that way, right? So that's why Google will reject the P.O. boxes, and it has to be a physical address. So you're good to go. The one that you're using is perfect. You're not going to have any trouble with it, but you just have to make sure to be on the lookout for that, okay?
Okay, yeah. I just needed to know what it looked like, too. That way, it don't get mistaken.
Matter of fact, what's the city again? Because I see 28315, but what's the city again for the Rose Ridge Road?
Aberdeen.
Aberdeen, that was it.
A-B-E-R-D-E-E-N.
Okay. A-B as in boy, E-R, D as in David, E-E-N as in Nancy, correct? Aberdeen?
Yes.
Okay,
yep.
Got it. Okay. So, be on the lookout for that, and I'm excited for you. I know that this is going to help you and your little family so much. So have a very profitable year, Clay, and unless you have any other questions, they'll be calling you.
The only other thing I wanted to clarify, too, you just got me down for service and repair, right? Like I said, I ain't trying to take on much new construction. Maybe
okay.
A remodel, but...
Okay, so I'll put that in the notes, because you're right. If you have to do a complete wiring for a new construction, that's something that probably, is a huge job and you don't want to take on right now. So
yeah,
I'll
it
put
would
that
overwhelm
in the notes.
Me.
Yep,
I mean,
I'll put it in
I
the
probably
notes.
Would, I probably would later on as I grow, but,
yes.
Not as for now, within the year or two, people saying depression's on the horizon. I don't want to get back.
Do me a favor. Tell me how you worded it again. It was for repair and what only? Repair and?
Just put repair, service, repair, and.
Service, that was it.
I'd go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm putting services, they offer electrician, service,
yeah.
And repair only, possible remodel, but
yeah.
No
I don't try to get, see, the thing about remodels, you get locked down on them.
Yeah.
I don't like doing too many of those either.
I recently remodeled my whole downstairs, and it was probably a really neat job for the electrician because I didn't have to do like all new wiring or anything. I just changed out the outlets, you know, from the new square ones, from the old like round ones to the new square ones. And then we put, I think, six of the recessed lightings in. Yeah, six recessed lightings in the living room and a ceiling fan. So it was probably, even though it was a full remodel, it was probably a pretty easy job for my electrician, you know, I would think.
Right. And y'all are out of where? California?
Yeah, we're in Southern California. Are you familiar at all?
Oh, hell no. I ain't never been there.
We have a crazy governor, that's for sure, but I love the state. We're 4 miles from the beach, and we're 20 minutes down the road from Disneyland. So it seems there's a ton of stuff to do around here, even free entertainment. You know what I mean? You could walk the beach. You could walk at Downtown Disney. You can get in the car and ride an hour and go to one of the tapings of, like, Dancing with the Stars or, you know, Let's Make a Deal or, you know, there's a lot of cool things to do around here. But it's not as beautiful as your state, I don't think.
Well, I guess it's about the same mountains to the ocean, except they're nine hours apart. So.
Oh, I see. Yeah, our mountains are only about an hour and a half away, so it's pretty neat.
Yeah.
We could go skiing. We could go skiing and to the beach in the same day if we wanted to.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I know. Isn't that funny?
I just tell you like I tell everybody else. I don't know how you feel about it, but if I can't bring my guns with me, I ain't going.
Amen. Yeah, I'm on the same page with you. And our governor, that's what I meant when I said he's a crazy governor. He's trying to put restrictions on all that. But everybody I know that carries, they're like, we don't care. We're still going to carry because it's our right to do so, you know? So, I agree. Yep. Especially with everything that's going on in this day and age, you have to be able to defend yourself, you know? You would love my son, Sonny. He gets into those conversations with the types of, you know, weapons that he has and if they want to go to the shooting range, and he gets so excited every time someone talks about it.
that's my other little sad thing. I repair old guns, so that's the other little thing I do.
That's neat. Some of those old guns could be valuable, I bet.
Yeah, I got several from wars before, World War I and II.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow,
I
they're historic.
Yeah, I mainly do with historical guns mostly. So.
Wow, you could probably make a profit on that eventually if you ever wanted to, but they're probably so cool you want to keep them.
Not really. I like to turn them. But,
I need
an FFL first, so that's a different business.
Oh, I see. Oh my goodness. So,
that's
well,
what I was getting into.
Sharing.
Maybe if I get my FFL, I'll hire you for that one, so.
Yeah, anytime. I mean, we work with any type of industry across the board because everybody needs Google, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, even in California, they let you find gun repairmen.
we do this over United States and Canada, and we're subject to the laws within the state that we sell this to. So let's say I know for a while marijuana, for example, is legal in Colorado, right? So we're not allowed to promote marijuana on the first page of Google, but if there's a shop that offers paraphernalia for it, we are allowed to because in their state it's legal. So Google won't let us, you know, promote something that's illegal in the state that we're offering it to, but as long as it's legal in your state, we would be able to offer it to you if you opened up that business.
I got you.
Yeah, regardless of what our state says. Yep, exactly.
Okay.
And I'm putting in the notes here for the technician. Please go over available domain options during client interview. Want cgaelectric.com if available. That way they'll be able to give you some options of what they see is open tomorrow, okay?
Now, the very last thing, and I'll get off the phone with you, is it going to be a secure site for the payment thing?
100%. Yep, we secure the site, and you'll see that. You'll see the little lock at the top, and you'll see the secure site when it launches for you. They're not going to do anything that's not safe for you. So if you feel for some reason, I'm not comfortable putting my Venmo, my credit card out there.
No, it's not about me. It's about, like, customers, I get. If they were, like, put their credit card information or debit card, would they be safe too?
Yep, okay. it's a secure site. All of our systems and all of our clients that have the payment integrated sites are on a secure encrypted server. So what that means is if somebody put their payment in to hire you, once they hit enter, all of the digits will disappear except for the last four. So you would be able to see, the client used a Visa ending in 1234, but you wouldn't even have the complete credit card. It's completely safe for the client.
That was a concern for me because, I know people with, the technological crisis and cyber attacks and all that stuff. So I just want to, people to be comfortable using it, and I'd be like, he's stealing my credit card or debit card information. I just want to be sure it was like a secure server or secure payment method.
Absolutely. Yeah, we wouldn't let anything like that happen to you. So I know we were talking, and I forgot the name of the other little boy. It was Gabriel and what? Avery?
Avery,
that's what I thought. Okay, that's cute. Okay, I'm just putting that in the notes. It's kind of irrelevant, but I like to put it in there so that the technicians know what CGA Electric stands for. So.
they ain't working yet, but maybe one day.
Yeah, one day they'll be taking over your shoes, I'm sure.
One's three and one's a week old.
that's a good time distance, 3 years apart. I bet they're going to be best friends growing up.
Maybe either that or kill each other.
Yep. But the good thing is they're boys, so they're going to love rough housing anyway. So my son, he was, let me see, 5 years older than my youngest daughter, and he used to always pick on her and wrestle with her and fight with her, and I would tell him, stop doing that, and he said, but Mom, I'm making her tough. I'm trying to make her tough, and I'm like, that's a good excuse for a five-year-old. You're thinking on your toes.
he just wanted a playmate.
Yeah, he just wanted a playmate, exactly. He would have probably dragged her across the floor by her hair if he was allowed to,
Oh, yeah.
But he's right.
Well,
he's
it was a pleasure talking with you.
Nice talking to you.
You answered pretty much all my questions. I can't really think of anything else. Everything I needed, you pretty much answered, so.
Oh, good. I'm so happy. So, yeah, so just sit tight. They'll be calling you tomorrow, and if any other questions come up between now and then, either save it for the technician or you could just call me on 777, okay?
Okay. All right. You said give it like a 20-minute window, like 1 to 120, something like that.
I booked out a whole hour. I booked out from 1 to 2, but it's only going to take 20 minutes. So if you don't get a call and it's 1:15, don't panic. They're still going to call you within that hour tomorrow. I might even get on the phone and kind of introduce you to the person if I have availability, if I'm not on the other line. If not, they'll just call you directly, okay?
Okay, and this was the other question I was going to ask. I'm sorry to keep you. But do you serve any other clients in this area for the same business y'all do?
No, the reason we called out is that we had availability for your positioning. We only work with one company per category per area. So if we had availability in your industry, we wouldn't have reached out to you. You see what I mean? So when a position becomes available, go ahead.
So like the other people that are on Google now, they're using another premier Google person, right?
Exactly. Everybody that's on the first page is paying for it some way, somehow. Some of them are using other data service providers to Google. Some of them have hired an on-site marketing person that they have to pay an annual salary to achieve this type of placement. We happen to be the biggest and the best in the industry, which is why we keep our pricing so low.
So I'm the only one you serve in this area.
Exactly. We work with and that's in our terms and conditions too on our website. If you scroll to the bottom and click on terms, you'll see that it says we only work with one company per category per area. Because if I sold
what is your area?
Yeah, it's locally. So we don't want to say, your area is 100 miles down the road. So we're talking about, since you're using your dad's address, that's where your starting point will be in Aberdeen. So that doesn't mean that you're only going to be showing in Aberdeen. I mean, you will spiderweb out into some of the surrounding areas.
I didn't know if it was based on like county or like a radius or anything like that.
Yeah. So the search results will be dependent on the end user, okay? So let's say that somebody's outside of Aberdeen, but because we've given you the strongest, most dominant internet presence locally, you're the best match for what they're searching for, then you're going to show on the first page of their search results. So it's going to work like a large net, if you will, where you'll start
Pinehurst right down the street from me is a big golf resort area.
Okay.
So, and we do have quite a few electricians in this county. And I didn't know if maybe y'all were serving one of them, maybe. And, I just didn't want to conflict the interest.
No, and that's what I was going to tell you. If I sold this to you and I sold this to another electrician in your area, it would be like me and my husband going to the same auction and bidding against the same item, it would be counterproductive. You know what I mean?
Right, right. So,
but that's what Angie said. That's
sense.
How they make their money.
Yeah, I know. That's what I say, because that's what Angie does. There's a guy right down the road from me, and that's how I figured it out. Because I went on the Home Advisor site, the customer, and I found, there's like three other people right here, in 3 miles of me. They did the same thing I did.
Yeah. they're all on the same platform. They'll sell it to anybody and everybody that pays them. And that's why sometimes people get all those price shoppers when they get a lead through Amazon.
The thing I didn't like. I didn't like that pay to play kind of thing. So.
Yes.
It's kind of like a slot machine. You're either going to hit it or you ain't.
Mhm. I agree.
I appreciate you advising me on that. So I really
no
do.
Problem.
I'm very thankful for it because you got me thinking about it.
I'm just so happy it was perfect timing, because sometimes people want to get out of it and it's too late. It was just probably like down to the wire where it was your last day that you could have done that. So
she told me I was still in my refund range. I was like, they were like, well, you have one lead. And I was just like, yeah, that I never got anything. Oh, well, we have to charge you for that. And I said, can you see why I'm canceling now?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Yeah. So, yeah. And the thing that's so disheartening to me is when people tell me, I got a lead and they never called me back and I got charged for it, or I got a lead and
yeah,
I'm
that's
an electrician,
exactly what happened
but
to me.
They wanted a plumber, they wanted a plumber. It wasn't even my category and I still got charged for it. So when that happens, Home Advisor will credit them back, But some people tell me it happens so many times every week that it's hard to manage it, you know, and who has time for that? You know what I mean?
especially when you got money flowing in and out and in and out. See, that refund stuff is crazy, especially when you go to file taxes for deductibles.
Exactly.
The other thing too, and I asked Angie this, can I file this as a business deductible?
Yep, you absolutely can. Yep,
okay.
So you got a copy of the initial invoice in the email. It was sent to you. So each month you'll get an invoice sent to you. So you can, at the end of the year, print them out and file them as a business deduction. And all of the invoices are also available on your dashboard. So if you decide to just do it all at the end of the year rather than each month, you can do that.
So basically that's a $2,400 deduction.
Exactly. You submit it definitely with your taxes as a business expense, and that will, you know, help you definitely. So, yeah, just kind of make sure that the receipts that we're sending you, that you keep them in a safe place. If not, go to the end of the year on the dashboard and download them all at once, okay?
Okay. Yeah, so so you already sent me a receipt for what you did now, right?
Yep, there should be an email in your inbox. Let me just make sure this went out. I think it's going to say your initial invoice, and you'll have a copy. Yep, you got two emails. One says welcome to Local Splash, and the other one says Local Splash initial invoice.
And the other thing, do you have like an app or anything?
We don't have an app for our program, but we do have an app for a call tracking number. So let's say, for instance, you wanted to track the phone calls coming in, we could purchase a brand new 910 area code number, and when people call it, it would forward over to your phone number, okay? So a lot of people like to put a tracking number on there, and if you want that, I can include it for you, but that feature does come with an app so that if somebody texts you and you want to text them back, you can go on the app and you'd have access to it. So that's, you know, again, a preference. Do you think you'd want to just promote your number outright, or do you think you'd want to use the call tracking?
Well, I think with the website and the Google thing, everything would be coming to me anyway via the website, right?
So
I don't see it necessarily.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of people don't like to have the call tracking number on there, but if you want it, I'll put it in the notes that they'll add it for you later, you know, complimentary. But we're not going to put it on there now. We'll just stick with your phone number.
And what was your the primary phone you put on there? Was it the 337 or this one, 852?
I got to go to that screen. Okay, so the primary was 337-8875.
Okay.
And then the cell phone.
Yeah, I think that is primary.
Okay, good. That's the way you like it. Okay.
Yeah, that's my business phone. So.
You know what's nice about dealing with us is that if you ever make any changes down the road or decide to, you know, promote the other number, you can call in and make revisions or even do it on your own, you know, through the dashboard. So it's very easy.
Yeah.
So you're not married to the way that it's set up initially. So, you know,
Could I add a phone number? Because my wife does all like my bookings and stuff.
Okay. So on Google, they're going to want one primary phone number, but on your website, we could also say, but also call and put her number on. So what is that extra number just in case?
It is 336.
Uh-huh.
910-336.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure it's 7291. Let me check. It's pretty bad when I can't remember her number.
Well, you know what? We don't dial our wife's numbers. We just have them programmed in, right? So it's understandable.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
You got 910-336-7291.
910-336-7291. Yep.
Yeah,
you did it. You didn't think you knew it,
okay.
But you did. Good for you. That's awesome.
Yeah, she usually does all my bookings and invoices. She kind of keeps the leash on me a little bit, all right?
Okay. What's her name, just so that I have her on the account as an authorized user, too?
Haley. H-A-L-E-Y. Haley, okay.
So I'll put Haley, and I'll put her phone number is authorized. H-A-L-E-Y, Pope.
Yeah.
Is authorized on this account. And then her phone number, too, just so they have it. Okay, great. So now you're all good to go. They'll be adding her number on the site as an option. And then also we have her on here as an authorized user.
Yeah, because probably what I'll do is I'll go, like, customer will probably call me primarily, you know, figure out what they want, and then I'll probably refer them to her. That way she can book it or schedule it, whatever.
Yeah, it's nice that you have an extra option on there, too, because one pet peeve of mine that it just kind of makes my skin crawl is when I call out to one of our clients that's paying us money to get them on the first page of Google, and then I get a voicemail box that's full or a voicemail box that's not set up, right? I always say, why would you pay a company to do marketing, and then when people call you, they can't reach you? So it's always good.
I haven't even set up mine yet. I haven't even set up mine yet. So.
Please set it up because I always say that's a missed opportunity because we're in an instant gratification type of a world. Sometimes people will see you up there. They'll want to hire someone right away. They call you, and if you don't pick up, they call the next guy, right? So that's why it's good that if you have your wife's number on there as a secondary line, that will help you achieve a higher conversion too, you know?
Right, yeah. Because I got three numbers on there. If you can't get me on those three, I probably don't need it. So.
Exactly. So, yep, that's full service, you know. Plus, you have your cell phone on there so they can text you too if need be. So that's great.
Yes. But I appreciate all you're doing, and I really look forward to working with you. You really are professional, and I appreciate everything we talked about. You've really answered, really brought me great clarity, especially being 25. So.
Yes. Well, not a problem. It's been my pleasure to help you, Clay. So have a really great rest of your day, too, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you. All right, no problem. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.